Headline: Pro-Bitcoin politician blames bizarre SOS tweets on heavy medication. Published at 2:20 p.m. UTC, April 8, 2025. Maya Parbeau, a pro-Bitcoin presidential candidate in Suriname who disappeared from social media after posting a number of concerning messages, has blamed the bizarre posts on the effects of heavy medication while recovering from giving birth in hospital. Concern for Parbeau's safety grew last week after she tweeted, "Help," and uploaded a live stream titled, "Life and Family Under Threat." SOS Parbeau also posted that, "The U.S. Secret Services is here in Suriname to protect me and to help me uncover corruption." After the concerning tweets, she disappeared from X, leading some to speculate about her situation while others voiced their concern. However, 9 days later, she resurfaced to explain the reason for the tweets and to share some good news. "This week, I witnessed the greatest miracle of life. The birth of my child," she wrote on Monday. "It was a moment of overwhelming love, a reminder of why I fight, and why I will never stop fighting." She then went on to explain, "In the hospital, under heavy medication and recovering from childbirth, I made a post on X that was not accurate. The mention of the U.S. Secret Service protecting me was incorrect. It was a misstatement made in a moment of physical and emotional strain." She added, "I take full responsibility and have deleted it. Integrity demands nothing less." Parbeau also took the opportunity to use the post for a spot of political grandstanding, assuring her supporters that she's ready to finish what we started. "Yes, I have faced threats. Yes, my life and my child's life have been put at risk. And yes, I have taken measures to protect my family, not because I fear what is coming, but because I know we are winning," she said. "To those who cling to the old ways, who hope to silence me, who believe fear can break what conviction has built, you are mistaken." Subheading: Maya Parbeau promise a new type of president. Parbeau has campaigned on an anti-corruption platform. Her campaign website is still live. Suriname is a developing country with a population of approximately 650,000, excluding diaspora. GDP per capita has been declining for a decade and is less than $7,000 annually per person. Suriname's neighbor, Guyana, is a new petrostate with a rapidly growing economy that is already triple the GDP per capita of Suriname. Jealous of Guyana, Suriname is trying to convince offshore oil companies like Exxon to sign billion-dollar oil deals. Many BTC mining companies are interested in Suriname's oil production as a potential source of cheap electricity. Ex-Blockstream Jan, three founder Samson Mao, for example, has discussed BTC mining with Suriname's current president, Chan Santoki. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.